som žil pre seba.
I cared little about anyone except myself.
Nezáležalo mi na nikom, len na sebe.
I was born into a very dysfunctional home.
Narodil som sa vo veľmi dysfunkčnej rodine.
My father was an alcoholic and abusive father and husband.
Otec bol alkoholik, trápil a duševne trýznil celú rodinu.
He was a God hater.
Človek, ktorý nenávidel Boha.
And he would beat my mother if he found out she had gone to church.
A veru aj moju matku zbil neraz, keď zistil, že bola v kostole alebo v zhromaždení veriacich.
He never had a father that loved him or taught him how to love.
Ani on nepoznal otca, ktorý by ho bol miloval a ktorý by vedel, ako sa dá láska prejaviť.
So he had four sons that he did not know how to love.
A tak on sám mal štyroch synov, ktorých nevedel milovať.
But the older we got, the more he drank.
Ako sme tak vyrastali, čím starší sme boli, tým viac pil.
And the more he drank, the more violent he became.
A čím viacej pil, tým bol násilníckejší.
And it came to the place where I began to hate my father.
A nastal moment, kedy som začal poriadne svojho otca nenávidieť.
I would lie in my bed at night and pray that God would kill him.
Ležal som v posteli večer v noci a modlil sa k Bohu, aby ho zabil.
He loved to fish and I would pray that he would fall into the water and drowned.
Rád chodil na ryby, tak som sa modlil, že by raz tam padol do tej vody a nikdy sa už z nej nedostal von.
I hated him so very much for what he did to my brothers and myself and my mother.
Preveľmi som ho nenávidel za to, čo urobil mojej mame, mojim bratom, mne, všetkým.
In the middle of all of this, I became a great lover of baseball.
Uprostred týchto udalostí som sa stal veľkým milovníkom amerického baseballu.
I began to play in high school and I played in college.
Na základnej, na strednej škole aj na vysokej som hral.
And one night I was coming back from a baseball game.
A jedného večera som sa z takéto jednej baseballovej hry, zápasu vracal domov.
A young lady that was in college with me was with me at the time.
Jedna mladá dievčina, spoluštudentka, ktorá vtedy chodila so mnou do školy.
And we were just driving to her home in Houston.
Spolu s ňou sme toho večera odchádzali domov do Houstonu autom.
And we had to pass in front of several refineries along the Houston Ship Channel.
A mali sme prejsť ako normálne vždycky okolo niekoľkých naftových rafinérií.
So as we were driving down the highway about 11 o'clock that evening.
A tak ako sme išli cestou okolo 9 hodín večer práve bolo.
We saw in front of us what we thought was a very thick fog.
Uvideli sme pred sebou niečo, čo sa javilo ako veľký oblak hmly alebo dymu.
But when we finally entered into what we thought was just fog.
Ale keď sme prenikli do tohoto, čomu sme mysleli si, že je hmla.
We discovered it was not fog at all, but it was gasoline fumes.
Tak sme zistili, že to nebola hmla ani pary, boli to vlastne výpary, benzínové výpary z rafinérie.
One of the huge storage tanks beside the highway had overfilled.
Jedna z obrovských nádrží na benzín, ktorá bola nedaleko cesty, sa preplnila.
And when we drove into the fumes, there was a tremendous explosion.
A keď sme prenikli do tohoto oblaku, do tohoto benzínového výparu, tak došlo k explózii.
My car was instantly stopped.
Moje auto prestalo, zastalo v ohni.
We could not get it started.
Nemohli sme ho znovu naštartovať.
Fire was all around us. It was inside of the car on us.
Oheň bol všade okolo nás, okolo auta, v aute. Jednoducho sme plávali v ohni.
The only thing I could think about was my own gasoline tank exploding.
Jediná vec, ktorá ma vtedy napadla, bola ešte moja vlastná benzínová nádrž v aute, ktorá mohla explodovať.
So I told the young lady to get out and run for her life.
Tak som povedal tej svojej dievčine, aby rýchle vyskočila z auta, utekala a zachránila si život.
She jumped out on her side, I jumped out on my side.
Tak vyskočila svojou stranou auta, ja som vyskočil cez svoje vlastné dvere.
She was burned over 95% of her body.
95% povrchu jej tela bolo zhoreného.
The only thing that was not burned on her body were the soles of her feet.
Jediná časť tela, ktorá nebola zhoretá, boli spodky jej nôh, chodidla.
She was one of the top 10 beauty finalists in our college.
V súťaži krásy to bola jedna z 10 najkrajších žien na našej škole na college.
She had long beautiful blonde hair and sparkling blue eyes.
Krásne dlhé vlasy, blond vlasy, modré oči.
But that night I saw her as no one had ever seen her before.
Ale toho večera som ju uvidel ako nikto nikdy predtým ju nevidel.
I was burned nearly 60% of my body.
Asi 60% povrchu môjho tela bolo spáleného, popáleného.
All of my head and my face was burned beyond recognition.
Moja tvár bola spálená, popálená na nespoznanie.
All of both of my arms and hands were burned.
Ramená, ruky, obidve pravá, ľavá boli popálené, spálené.
All of my back and my feet were burned.
Povrch môjho chrbtu, chrbta a nôh spálený.
I fell into a ditch and I began to wallow in the ditch to quench the fire from my body.
Spadol som alebo skôr skočil do priekopy a v tom kale a blate som sa snažil kotúľať, aby som zahasil plamene.
And as I think about that night as I wallowed in that ditch, I think as I wallowed in my sins for 19 years.
Vždycky, keď si spomeniem na tento moment s odstupom času, tak si spomeniem na tých prvých 19 rokov môjho života, ako som sa sám váľal v blate a špine.
I finally got the fire quenched from my body and made my way back to where Judy was.
Podarilo sa mi teda zahasiť oheň na svojom tele a šiel som za Judy, ktorá ležala na zemi.
She was lying there beside the road naked and burned.
Bola vedľa tej priekopy na kraji cesty, nahá, spálená žena.
Her long beautiful blonde hair was not long and beautiful anymore.
Jej krásne blond vlasy už neboli krásne, nemala žiadne.
Her sparkling blue eyes were not sparkling, they were now sightless.
Jej krásne trblietavé oči boli teraz už slepé.
And I stood over her charred naked body not knowing what to do.
A ja som tam stál nad tou nahou ženou a nevedel som čo s ňou robiť.
The ground was literally trembling because of the intensity of the fire.
Tá zem, pôda sa triasla doslova od intenzity toho výbuchu.
The flames could be seen for 20 miles away in downtown Houston.
A tie plamene, ktoré naďalej šľahali, bolo vidieť aj 20 míľ, vyše 30 kilometrov vzdialenosti z Houstonu.
Another man who had been trapped in the fire ahead of us made his way back to where we were.
Ďalší muž, ktorého tiež plamene zasiahli, ktorý šiel pred nami, sa nakoniec vrátil k nám, aby nám pomohol.
And then all of a sudden Judy began to move and she began to speak, but she could not see me.
Zrazu sa Judy začala pohybovať a začala hovoriť, ale už nebola schopná ma vidieť.
She began to beg me to let her alone so she could die there beside the road.
Prosíkala ma, aby som ju tam nechal, aby sama zomrela na kraji cesty.
I always thought I had the answers.
Vždycky v živote som si myslel, že mám odpoveď na svoje otázky.
But I discovered that night I didn't even know what the questions were.
Toho večera však som zistil, že ja vlastne ani otázky života nepoznám.
The other young man and I helped Judy get to her feet.
Ten ďalší muž nám pomohol, mi pomohol Judy postaviť na nohy.
We walked about a quarter of a mile back to the intersection we had just driven through.
Kráčali sme snáď necelý pol kilometra, aby sme sa dostali na križovatku.
And people were just trying to get out of the area because they were afraid the whole place would explode.
A ľudia boli v trme vrme, lebo mali strach, že ďalšie rafinérie explodujú a zachváti oheň aj ich.
We begged people to stop and take us to a hospital, but no one would stop and care for us.
Prosili sme, volali sme na ľudí, aby zastavili a pomohli nám odniesť nás do nemocnice, ale nechceli pomôcť.
And then all of a sudden a man just drove up from no place.
A nejaký muž sa objavil, ktorý prišiel autom, ani nevieme odkiaľ.
He jumped out of his car and got a blanket and we got it around Judy's charred naked body.
Vyskočil z auta, zobral deku, zahalil Judine telo.
The other young man and I got into the man's car.
A tak sme do jeho auta vstúpili aj ten ďalší muž.
And he risked his life as he went right back past that blazing inferno trying to get us to the nearest hospital.
A tento šofér v tom momente riskoval aj svoj vlastný život, aby nás čo najrýchlejšie priniesol do nemocnice.
All the way to the hospital I kept thinking this was just a bad dream.
Celou tou cestou do nemocnice som si myslel, veril som tomu, že to je iba sen.
I kept thinking my mother was going to come and wake me up and say you got to get up, you got an 8 o'clock class, you're going to be late.
Stále som očakával, že príde za mnou matka, že je 8 hodín ráno a že mi povie vstávaj, lebo prídeš neskoro do školy.
It was a bad dream, it was a nightmare that was to last the next 6 months of my life.
Nuž, bol to sen, strašný, hrozný sen, ktorý sa premenil na skutočnosť, ktorá trvala dlhé, bolestivé, snáď 6 mesiacov.
As we drove past the fire, it was though it were high noon rather than midnight.
Ako sme tak išli tým autom okolo šľahajúcich plameňov, tak sa zdalo, ako keby bolo práve poludnie a nie noc.
I looked at my hands and I literally saw the bones exposed in my fingers.
Pozrel som sa na svoje ruky a videl som doslova, ako mi trčia kosti z mojich prstov.
I watched the flesh fall off of my arms and into my lap.
Videl som, ako mi meso odpadáva z mojich rúk do mojho náručia na zem.
And I kept thinking, this can't happen, it can't be happening to me.
A ja si hovorím, to nie je možné, aby sa takéto niečo dialo mne.
It happens to other people, but it doesn't happen to you.
Určite snáď sa to môže niekomu stať, ale mne určite nie. But tak som si myslel. Ale to sa dialo mne osobne.
We got to the hospital and they did what they could for us.
Prišli sme do nemocnice. Lekári sa snažili urobiť maximum.
My young friend Judy Taylor, who wanted to live forever.
Moja milá, krásna priateľka, ktorá tak veľmi túžila žiť večne.
Died very unexpectedly on her 21st birthday.
Zomrela presne na svoje 21. narodeniny.
Another man who tried to save other people's lives, his life was taken that night.
A ten muž, ktorý, alebo ďalší muž, ktorý sa snažil dopomôcť, the one that was trying to help you, ten muž, ktorý sa snažil nám dopomôcť, ktorý bol tiež popálený, tiež skonal toho večera.
And when we got to the hospital, they began to try to treat us the best they could.
Keď sme sa teda dostali do tej nemocnice, lekári sa snažili nám urobiť, čo len mohli.
And I remained conscious for just a while for my parents to get to the hospital.
Pri vedomí som zostal už len chvíľu, zakiaľ moji rodičia prišli do nemocnice.
And then I went into a coma.
A potom som upadol do kómy.
I was in that coma for 3 days.
V kóme som bol 3 dni.
And the doctors told my parents there was no hope.
Doktori hovorili, že nie je nádeje.
I inhaled fire and fumes down into my lungs.
Lebo ja som dýchal tie plyny, ten oheň, ten dým, tie jedy a inhaloval som do celého systému škodliviny.
Toxic poisoning was spreading throughout my body.
Toxíny, jedy vlastne saturovali celý môj organizmus.
I was losing fluid from my wounds faster than they could put it into my body intravenously.
A strácal som vodu, tekutiny zo svojich rán rýchlejšie, ako dokázali do môjho tela lekári tekutiny vkladať alebo vpúšťať.
My arms had already developed gangrene and they were fixing to take them off at the shoulders.
Moje ruky už začali vyvolávať alebo vytvárať gangrénu a už lekári hovorili, že bude treba amputovať mi končatiny.
But my mother would not allow them to do that.
Moja matka však im nedovolila, aby mi amputovali ruky.
This was the beginning of a long ordeal.
To bol len začiatok veľmi ťažkého ordeálu.
And in the process I became a very angry young man.
A uprostred tohoto diania som sa stal veľmi nahnevaným, zatrpknutým človekom.
I would lie in my bed and I would curse God.
Tam, ako som ležal na posteli v nemocnici, som zlorečil Bohu.
My mother was a Christian, but I couldn't understand why she would care about a God who would let something like this happen.
Moja matka bola kresťanka, ale nechápal som, ako ona môže milovať Boha, ktorý niečo takéto dopustil na mňa.
After I had been in the hospital for a few days,
po niekoľkých dňoch pobytu v nemocnici,
I came out from the coma.
Po tom, čo som vyšiel z kómy,
but everything was bad.
Keď bolo všetko zlé.
They thought there was no reason for me to live.
A keď doktori zhodnotili moju situáciu, že nie je nádeje a že ja sám som pochopil, že už nie je nádeje pre môj život, aby som mal prečo žiť, aj keby som to prežil.
But our pictures were on the front pages of all three of the Houston newspapers.
Vo všetkých troch hlavných houstonských novinách na prvej strane boli naše fotografie.
And so people all over the city of Houston began to pray for us.
A ľudia, kresťania po celom tom obrovskom meste, metropole Houstonu sa začali modliť za nás.
I don't know why God allowed me to live and other people to die.
Neviem, prečo Boh mne dovolil žiť ďalej a ostatní, že zomreli.
But I know that there were people that prayed hours and hours and hours that God would spare my life.
Ale dozvedel som sa, že boli kresťania, ktorí sa dlhé, nekonečné hodiny modlili za to, aby Boh zachránil môj život.
And so No matter how bad things got, I wouldn't die.
A veci sa zhoršovali a bez ohľadu na to, ako veľmi sa zhoršovalo, Boh mi nedovolil zomrieť.
They called in specialists from all over the city of Houston to come in and study my case.
Keď lekári videli, že ja nie a nie zomrieť, tak povolali špecialistov zo všetkých dobrých nemocníc, aby zhodnotili môj prípad, aby zistili, či sa dá niečo robiť.
And so they decided to do a series of operations.
Tak urobili plán, že urobia celú sériu operácií.
Eventually there would be 12 operations that I would experience.
Malo ich byť 12, ktorým som sa mal podrobiť.
By this time my hands were growing together like this.
Došlo k tomu, že moje prsty už začali zrastať jeden s druhým, celá ruka ako jedna gula.
My arms were growing to the sides of my body.
Moje ramena a ruky už prirastli aj k bokom môjho tela.
My face was so badly burned that my own brother could not even recognize me.
Moja tvár bola tak ťažko popálená, spálená, že môj vlastný brat neveril, že som to ja.
But they were going to do this series of operations.
Ale lekári sa rozhodli robiť tie operácie.
They took me to surgery 6 times.
Šesťkrát ma zobrali na operačný sál. Šesťkrát ma operovali.
They tried to get skin in places where there was no skin.
Sa snažili zobrať kožu tam, kde ešte nejaká bola, aby ju replantovali na miesto, kde nebola žiadna.
They did surgery on areas that had been wounded and burned severely.
Snažili sa robiť operácie, korekcie kože, kde sa len dalo.
But then on the seventh time something unusual happened.
Ale keď ma položili 7. raz na operačný stôl, niečo sa stalo nezvyčajné.
They put me on the operating table where I had been for 6 times before.
Som ležal na tom istom operačnom stole, kde som už 6 krát ležal.
They began to apply the anesthesiology.
Začali ma uvádzať do anesthesia.
Anesthetic.
Jak sa to povie? Prosím. Anesthesia. Ja, áno, chceli ma uspať 7. raz.
They put me to sleep, in other words. Put me to sleep. And so anyway, after they had given me the anesthetic,
a tak potom, čo som prijal tieto anestetika,
I went into cardiac arrest.
Došlo k tomu, že mi srdce zlyhalo.
Now, I'm a lot older than I look.
Ja som oveľa starší, ako vyzerám.
And this was before they had a lot of the wonderful things that they use in surgery to revive people.
A v tej dobe ešte nemali tie rôzne dobré zariadenia, ktoré pomáhajú ľuďom, ktorých srdce sa zastavilo, aby ho znovu naštartovali.
But I had 5 surgeons in my operating room.
Ale som mal 5 lekárov, doktorov, chirurgov v tej miestnosti.
And the one who had kind of just taken me under his wing and treated me like his own son.
A jeden z týchto doktorov, ktorí sa o mňa starali, ako keby som bol jeho vlastný syn.
I was told later how he pushed all the other doctors aside.
Tak ten v tejto kritickej chvíli urobil, a mne o tom hovorili neskoršie sestričky.
And he reached over and picked up his scalpel, his operating knife.
Urobil to, že zobral do ruky skalpel.
And he inserted it in the left upper part of my chest.
A potom, čo odstrčil tých ostatných doktorov, zasunul ten skalpel do hornej časti mojej hrude.
And he made an incision all the way across the front of my chest.
A otvoril ako keby úplne naprieč celú moju hruď.
And he inserted his hand inside of my chest and began to massage my heart.
A vsunul svoju ruku priamo do mojej hrude a masážoval. Snažil sa naštartovať moje srdce.
He did that for 7 minutes.
Robil to 7 minút v kuse.
Until God chose to breathe life back into my body again.
A Boh sa rozhodol znovu mi dať dých života.
That was the first time.
To bolo prvý raz.
About 2.5 weeks passed and the incision healed enough to take me back to surgery
again. 2.5 týždňa prešlo a znovu doktori ma zobrali na operačný stôl.
And they took me to the operating table again.
Znovu som bol na tom istom stole.
Put me on the operating table and applied the anesthetic again.
Zase chceli plať tým istým spôsobom ako predtým.
And I went into cardiac arrest again.
A znovu došlo k zlyhaniu mojho srdca.
And that same surgeon grabbed his knife again.
To istý doktor urobil to isté, zobral do ruky skalpel.
Inserted it in the left part of my chest again.
A znovu zasunul ten skalpel do mojej hrudi a otvoril moje telo.
And put his hand inside my chest and began to massage my heart again.
A tú svoju pravicu znovu vsunul do mojho tela, do mojej hrude a masážoval srdce.
Not for 5 minutes.
Nie, 5 minút.
Not for 7 minutes.
Ani 7 minút to netrvalo.
Not for 10 minutes.
Ani 10.
Not for 12 minutes.
Ani 12.
But for 15 long agonizing minutes that doctor's hand was inside my chest.
Ale 15 dlhých agonizujúcich minút tento doktor masážoval moje srdce, aby naskočilo opäť.
And even while he was massaging my heart, the other doctors were saying, "He's gone, let him go."
A keď sa tak snažil masážovať to moje srdce, pumpovať do, krv do môjho tela, ostatní lekári mu hovorili, nechaj ho už tak, už je preč.
You've done all you can do, let him go, he's gone.
Očakovali ho, hovorili mu, vieš čo, si urobil maximum, nechaj ho už odísť.
But they said with tears running down his mask.
Ale neskôršie hovorili, že on plakal, keď toto robil.
They could hear him praying.
A on modlil sa za mňa.
And he was praying, God, you can't let him die like this.
A modlil sa, hovoril Bohu, Bože, nedovol tomuto človekovi zomrieť v takomto stave, v akom je.
You've brought him too far, he can't die like this.
Si ho priviedol ďaleko, nedovol, aby teraz zomrel.
And it was though someone just opened the door of the operating room.
A bolo to, ako keby niekto otvoril dvere v té, na ten operačný sál.
And the breath of life moved through that place.
A ten dých života, ako keby začal prúdiť v celej miestnosti.
And God chose to breathe life back into this body.
Znovu sa Boh rozhodol, že do tohto môjho tela vráti dých života.
They quickly took me to the recovery room.
Rýchlo ma zaviedli na na pooperačku.
They began to do all kind of tests to see what kind of brain and heart damage had taken place.
Začali robiť na mne rôzne testy, aby zistili, k akej škode došlo na mojom srdci a aj mozgu.
But they made a wonderful discovery.
Ale prišli k neuveriteľnému objavu.
They discovered with the way they had to go into my chest, there was no heart damage.
Zistili, že aké tak prudko museli zasiahnuť do toho srdca, masážovať ho tak dlho, nedošlo k žiadnej poruche alebo poraneniu srdca.
And having the oxygen cut off from my brain for 15 minutes, there was no brain damage.
Ani 15 minút, ktoré môj mozog bol bez kyslíka, nespôsobili žiadnu poruchu.
My children disagree with the brain damage sometimes.
Moje deti totiž nesúhlasia s týmto aspektom analýzy alebo prehodnotenia doktorov. Myslia si, že nejakú poruchu mozgu asi to zanechalo na mne, keď vidia moje rozhodnutia niekedy.
But they said I had made medical history that day.
Ale tí doktori prišli k záveru, že to sa nikdy v lekárskej histórii nestalo.
But God had just revealed himself in a wonderful way even to those wonderful doctors.
Ale aj týmto doktorom Boh chcel niečo ukázať a zjaviť svoju moc.
I went through several months of recovery and all kind of rehab.
Nastali ďalšie mesiace všelijakých rehabilitačných cvičení a ďalších úprav na mojom tele.
They did other operations to correct different things in my body.
Robili ďalšie operácie korektívne na mojom tele.
I had become a drug addict while I was in the hospital.
Ako som tak bol v tej nemocnici dlhé mesiace, som sa vlastne stal drogistom.
The only thing I lived for was for them to bring that little plastic syringe into my room and get me out of the hell that never ended.
Jediná vec už, pre ktorú som vtedy žil, bol moment, kedy príde sestrička aj s injekciou a dá mi tú injekciu, aby som zabudol, aby som nevidel to utrpenie a peklo, ktoré som prežíval.
They told me before I would ever leave the hospital I'd have to learn to walk and clothe myself and feed myself and take care of myself.
Povedali mi, že ak raz vyjdem z nemocnice, že sa budem musieť naučiť sám sa krmiť, sám sa obliekať, sám sa učiť kráčať.
So these different kind of therapies begin to be a part of my daily life.
A tak všelijaké rôzne druhy terapie, fyzické terapie sa stali súčasťou môjho každodenného života.
And then one day there was a knock on my hospital room door.
Raz jedného dňa kto si zaklopal na dvere, kde nemocničné, kde som ležal.
And they had decided that I was to attempt to feed myself for the first time in nearly 3 months.
A doktori sa rozhodli, že nastal čas, aby konečne som sa pokúsil sa krmiť sám.
When I did not have a tube in my body being fed with a tube, someone else had to feed me.
Keď som nebol krmený cez trubičky, tak bolo nutné, aby ma niekto iný krmil.
And so I had this little nurse that was in my, she was my nurse from 3 in the afternoon to 11 at night.
A jedna sestrička, ktorá sa o mňa starala od 3. hodiny po obede do 11. večer.
And she was a very wonderful Christian lady.
To bola jedna veľmi milá kresťanka.
And she loved God with all of her heart and loved me with all of her heart.
Bolo vidieť, že miluje Boha z celého svojho srdca a že miluje aj mňa.
And so she went to the door and there was the dietitian that had a meal for me to eat.
A tak prišla, vstúpila do dverí, vstúpila dovnútra a prišla ďalšia pani alebo sestrička, ktorá doniesla jedlo, ktoré som mal jesť.
So she put the meal on the table and brought the table around by the bed.
Jedlo položila na stolík, stolík prisunula k posteli.
She helped me get up on the side of the bed.
Pomohla mi sadnúť si na strane posteli.
And I had not eaten in nearly 3 months now.
No, prešli 3 mesiace, ja som nič normálne dovtedy nejedol celý ten čas.
And they said it was my turn to try to feed myself.
A povedali mi, tak teraz si na rade ty, aby si sa sám krmil.
Now keep in mind,
ale tak skúste si to predstaviť, majte na mysli.
This hand looks like this.
To, že táto ruka bola,
it's grown to the side of my body like this.
V podstate zrastená, bola aj prilepená, zrastená k boku môjho tela.
The other hand looks the same.
Druhá ruka vyzerala podobne.
I can't bend either arm beyond a 90 degree angle.
Nemohol som ruku ani o viac ako 90 stupňov ohnúť.
And they want me to reach down and pick up a fork and feed myself.
A oni chceli, aby som sa natiahol, zobral si sám tú vidličku.
So she kind of went over and sat back down.
A tak ona jednoducho ma tam nechala samého, ona si sadla kdesi na bok.
And I was very mean and ugly and I fussed at her and I told her that if they were going to feed me, then she need to be doing her job.
Ja som jej tam vynadal, že či jej neplatia za tú robotu, aby ma krmila.
And she got up and she came over and stood right in front of me.
Ale ona sa postavila, prišla priamo pred moju tvár.
And she looked into my eyes with tears running down her face.
A bolo vidieť, že ona plače a pozerá mi do očí.
And she said, Alan, God loves you.
Hovorí, Alan, Boh teba miluje.
And I love you.
Ja ťa tiež mám rada.
And I want to see you do these things so you can go home.
A chcem, aby si toto dokázal, že sa budeš krmiť sám, aby si mohol raz ísť domov.
You're going to have to feed yourself. They said you had to do this.
Musíš sa naučiť krmiť samého seba.
When I keep in mind, I had no appetite. I had lost down to less than 100 pounds.
No už ja som už úplne stratil akúkoľvek chuť na jedlo. To už bolo preč. Som stratil asi 50 kg svojej váhy.
And they had a tray of food there and they had the cover over the plate.
A tak ako som pozeral na ten pokrm, ktorý mi pripravili, bol prikrytý akousi veľkou oválnou pokrývkou.
I had no appetite.
Žiadnu chuť som nemal.
So finally she took the lid off of the plate so I could see what was in the plate.
Tú pokrývku teda dala nabok a videl som jedlo.
Do you know what they served me?
Viete, čo mi servírovali, ponúkli v ten deň ako svoj prvý pokrm?
Green peas.
Zelené kotúľajúce sa hrášky.
Do you know what shape green peas are?
Viete, aký tvar majú zelené hrášky?
They're round.
No, sú okrúhle.
They don't stick to your fork.
Oni sa neprilepia na tvoju lyžičku.
They run around on your plate.
Oni utekajú po tom tanieri.
And I was chasing those green peas with my fork.
A ja som tie zelené hrášky naháňal po tanieri.
I would drop my fork on the floor. She would pick the fork up off the floor and hand it back to me again.
Nieraz mi padla tá vidlička na zem a sestrička ju zdvihla znovu a pomáhala mi, aby som znovu naštartovala jedlo.
And I would chase the green peas some more.
A znovu som len naháňal tie zelené hrášky.
None of them ever got to my mouth.
Ani jeden z nich sa nedostal do mojich úst.
Peas were all over the floor, all over my bed, but none of them ever got to my mouth.
Hrášok bol všade v miestnosti na zemi, v každom kúte, ale nie v mojom žalúdku.
I think I had some potatoes and she helped me get some of that on my fork and I got that in my mouth.
Tam tiež boli nejaké zemiaky na tom tanieri, tak mi pomohla si ich vložiť do úst.
I had a piece of meat, she cut some of that up and I got a couple of that pieces of that in my mouth and rest of that was on the floor.
Meso pokrájala, dva kúsky som si dal do úst, ostatné popadalo na zem.
19 years old and I couldn't even feed myself.
Tak si ma predstavte, mám 19 rokov a neviem sa ani nakrmiť.
What a blow to my pride.
Aká úžasná rana mojej pýche.
And I never will forget.
Nikdy nezabudnem.
As I was struggling, she looked at me again with that wonderful Christian smile.
Ako som tak zápasil s tým veľkým projektom, že sa mám najesť, ona sa tam usmievala, ale takým láskavým kresťanským úsmevom.
And she could tell I was so frustrated.
Say what?
I was so frustrated.
Ja som hovoril, že som tak frustrovaný.
And she looked at me and she said, Alan, you're doing so good.
A ona mi hovorí, vieš čo, tebe sa tak dobre darí.
I said, in comparison to what?
A ja som jej povedal, a s kým ma vlastne porovnávaš, keď hovoríš, že sa mi dobre darí?
But she said, you're making headway.
A hovorí, ale veď robíš pokrok, veci sa zlepšujú.
Well, to make a long story short, I left the hospital on a hot July day.
No, aby som tento strašne dlhý príbeh nepredlžoval, z nemocnice som odišiel jedného júlového dňa.
I went home and tried to deal with my life in the shape that it was in.
Vrátil som sa teda domov a mal som začať riešiť otázku môjho života.
I became terribly depressed.
Nastali strašné depresie.
I became suicidal.
Mal som suicidálne tendencie, samovraždu som mal na mysli.
I was trying to get off of drugs.
Som sa chcel zbaviť drog, na ktoré som sa v nemocnici navykol.
And I blamed myself for the death of Judy Taylor.
A som si strašne vyčítal, že ja som spôsobil smrť tej mojej priateľky Judy.
And I now had to live with what my face looked like.
A teraz som mal ešte mať celý život pred sebou s tvárou zohavenou takou, akou som mal.
People felt uncomfortable around me because my face was so terribly disfigured.
Ľudia sa necítili príjemne pri mne, lebo moja tvár bola zohavená, zdeformovaná.
I would go back to the hospital for therapy and little children would run away from me because they would be afraid of me.
Chodil som do nemocnice na ďalšie terapie a malé deti, keď ma videli, utekali predo mnou, aby ma nevideli.
And so one day I got up and looked at what was left of my life and my face.
A jedného dňa, ako som tak sa zobudil a vstal a pozrel sa na to, čo zostalo ešte zo života, aký som mal.
And I decided to take my life.
A som urobil rozhodnutie, že si zoberiem život.
My dad always kept a loaded pistol in his top dresser drawer.
Môj otec vždycky mal vo vrchnom šuflíku v komode v spálni nabitú pištoľ.
So when he would be at work, my mother would be buying groceries and my two brothers would be at school. I would finally put an end to all of this.
A keď otec bol v práci, matka v obchode a moji bratia boli v škole, tak som sa rozhodol, keď budem sám, ukončím všetko.
Now I want you to listen to me very carefully, young people.
Prosím vás, premýšľajte a počúvajte ma veľmi pozorne, mladí ľudia.
Satan has a plan for every one of you.
Satan má plán aj pre tvoj život.
And I promise you it's not good.
A môžem ti zaručiť, že ten plán dobrý nie je.
But God has a plan for each and every one of you.
Ale Boh má tiež plán pre každý z vás, pre každého z vás.
And I promise you it's very good.
A môžem vám zaručiť, že ten plán je dobrý, veľmi dobrý.
And while Satan was trying to implement his plan in my life.
A zatiaľ čo Satan chcel zrealizovať ten svoj plán v mojom živote.
A young lady who had been coming to see me at the hospital nearly every day called me.
Jedna mladá dievčina, ktorá ma navštevovala v nemocnici takmer každý deň počas tých dlhých mesiacov, mi zavolala.
And she said, Alan, I'd like for you to go to church with me this Sunday night.
A do telefónu hovorí, Alan, chcela by som veľmi, keby si išiel v nedeľu do zhromaždenia medzi kresťanov.
I said, no, I don't want to talk about that.
A ja som jej povedal, vieš čo, ja o tom nechcem ani len hovoriť.
I don't want to hear about God, I don't want to hear about church, I don't want to hear about any of that.
Nechcem počuť o Bohu, o cirkvi a nič, čo mi to pripomína.
But she was very persuasive.
Ale ona bola vytrvalá.
And I felt like maybe I at least owed her that much.
A som si povedal, hádam, jej to dlžím, aby som šiel, pretože ona ma navštevovala.
So out of obligation, I went to church with her one time.
A tak z takého pocitu dlžoby som jeden jediný raz sa rozhodol, že pôjdem medzi kresťanov.
We went in and sat on the back row.
Vstúpili sme do miestnosti, sme si sadli úplne dozadu.
I did not want to be there.
Ja som tam vôbec nechcel byť.
But many of these same people had prayed many hours for me that I did not even know.
Ale mnohí tí ľudia, ktorých som tam nepoznal, oni sa dlhé hodiny modlili za mňa, dlhé dni za to, aby som mohol žiť a obrátiť sa.
And so they were just praising God that I was able to come to church.
A oni tam začali Boha chváliť za to, že som ja mohol živý prísť medzi nich.
And so they began the service.
A tak začalo zhromaždenie, priebeh.
A young man got up and began to lead the music.
Jeden mladý muž začal viesť hudbu, spev.
He was so excited about God.
Bol taký nadšený, že pozná Boha.
He was tall and skinny.
Bol strašne vysoký a veľmi chudý.
His feet were about this long.
Jeho nohy boli takto dlhé.
His head looked like a pencil eraser with ears on it.
Jeho hlava vyzerala ako guma na ceruzke s ušami na bokoch.
But he had a smile from here to here.
Ale jeho úsmev bol od ucha po ucho.
And he was full of the love of God.
bol preplnený láskou Božou.
And as he began to sing and the people began to sing, I got excited and I didn't even know what they were singing about.
A ako začal spievať a ľudia sa pripojili a začali spievať a ja som to pozoroval a ani som nespozoroval, že to nadšenie na mňa prichádza.
I thought the 11th commandment was thou shalt not enjoy church.
Ale vtedy som mal ešte taký pocit a názor, že existuje 11. prikázanie, ktoré hovorí, že v kostole alebo medzi veriacimi sa nesmieš radovať.
I had no love for church at all.
Ja som vôbec nemiloval ani cirkev, ani veriacich.
But then the young man who they had invited to preach, he began to get up and talk about Jesus.
Bol tam ďalší mladý muž, ktorý bol pozvaný, aby slúžil slovom Božím v ten večer.
He began to talk about Jesus.
On začal hovoriť o Ježišovi Kristovi.
Loving me.
Ako mňa osobne veľmi miluje.
He said Jesus loved me so much that he died on a cross for me.
A on povedal, Ježiš ma tak veľmi miluje, že šiel až na kríž, aby ma zachránil.
And he didn't just die on a cross for me, but he paid for all of my terrible sins.
A on nešiel tam na kríž len zomrieť, on išiel zaplatiť tú moju dlžobu za všetky hriechy, za všetko zlo, čo som porobil.
And I couldn't believe that.
Ja som tomu akosi nemohol uveriť.
My own father had never one time ever told me he ever loved me.
Môj otec mi nikdy v živote nepovedal, že ma miluje.
And now this man was telling me that the God of all creation loved me.
A tento človek tu hovorí, že Boh celého stvorenstva miluje mňa.
And he has a plan and a purpose for my life.
A že on má plán a zámer pre môj osobný život.
And he said if I would come to him and open my heart and receive him by faith, he would come and be the Lord and master of my life.
Hovoril, že ak ho príjmem, ak dovolím Pánu Ježišovi Kristovi, aby vkročil do môjho srdca, do môjho života, že sa stane pánom môjho života, záchrancom.
That he would take care of all of the needs that I would ever have.
A že on sa postará o všetky moje potreby, akékoľvek len v živote budem mať.
And God began to take away the scales from off my spiritual eyes.
A Boh začal odlupovať tie lupiny, ktoré zo mňa robili slepého človeka, aby som videl svetlo pravdy.
And young people, I saw my heart.
A poprvý raz som, mladí ľudia, uvidel svoje srdce.
Not the one the doctors had massaged.
Nie to, ktoré ten doktor masážoval a pumpoval ním.
But I saw the heart that God sees.
Ale uvidel som svoje vnútorné duchovné srdce, na ktoré Boh pozerá.
And I was so repulsed by what I saw, I wanted to go outside and throw up.
A to, čo som videl, bolo tak škaredé, bolo mi na hnus. Som chcel ísť von a vracať z toho, ako som sa zhnusil sám z sebe.
And I could not believe that God could forgive me of all the horrible things that I had done.
Mal som problém uveriť, že ten Boh, ktorý hovorí, že ma miluje a že mi môže odpustiť moje hriechy, som nemohol uveriť, že také množstvo hriechov, také zlo, aké vo mne bolo, že on ma od toho vie oslobodiť.
And then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit took the words of the preacher and began to drive them into my heart.
Ale stalo sa v tom momente, že Duch Svätý zobral tie slová, ktoré ten kazateľ Božieho slova hovoril, a vsunul ich hlboko priamo do môjho srdca.
And before I realized what I was doing, I had stepped out of the pew, out of the seat, into the aisle.
A poriadne som si ani neuvedomoval, ako na to reagujem. Ja som sa postavil, že pôjdem dopredu.
And all of a sudden the preacher stopped preaching and he had everyone to bow their head.
A ja som išiel dopredu a ten kazateľ Božieho slova zastal svoju kázeň, prestal kázať, poprosil ľudí, aby sklonili hlavy a modlili sa.
There were probably 400 people there.
Bolo tam asi 400 ľudí v tej miestnosti.
And I walked all the way down to the front of that church.
A ja som kráčal dopredu priamo k tomu kazateľovi.
And no one talked to me.
Nikto ma neoslovoval, nikto z ľudí so mnou nehovoril.
No one persuaded me to do anything.
Nikto ma o ničom nepresvedčoval, že mám niečo urobiť a povedať iným.
But I just went around over on the side and got down on my knees.
Ale ja som tam prišiel dopredu a na boku som išiel na svoje kolená.
And that was both physically and emotionally hard for me.
A to bol pre mňa fyzicky veľmi ťažké, ale aj citovo veľmi ťažké.
My dad taught me to be hard. He taught me never to show weakness or any sign of humility at all.
Môj otec ma učil, že mám byť tvrdý a nemám nikdy preukazovať svoje pocity a nejaké emócie.
And so I got down on my knees there at the bottom of those steps that led up to the platform of
that
church.
A tak tam pri tých schodoch, ktoré viedli už na platformu, na ktorej bola kazateľnica, na tých schodoch tam som spočíval na kolenách.
And I can't tell you everything I said to God that night.
Neviem vám porozprávať všetko, čo som Bohu v ten večer na modlitbe povedal.
But I can tell you what I did.
Ale viem vám povedať, čo sa stalo a čo som urobil.
I took the gun out of God's face. I no longer held a gun in God's face.
Ja som odstránil tú pištoľ, ktorú som držal pred Božou tvárou, keď som chcel Boha odstrániť zo svojej existencie.
And I threw up the white flag of surrender.
A som vyzdvihol bielu vlajku vzdávania sa a pokoja s Bohom.
And I said, God, I don't have anything to give to you.
A povedal som, Bože, nemám absolútne nič, čo by som tebe mohol dať.
You're the one doing all the giving.
Ty si ten, ktorý dávaš mi všetko.
But I'm willing by faith to receive what you have to give to me.
Ale som ochotný prijať z tvojej ruky všetko, čo mi ponúkaš.
And by faith I open my heart to you.
A vierou, dôverou ako dieťa otváram svoje srdce tebe.
And Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and live there forever.
Pane Ježišu, prosím ťa, aby si vkročil do môjho srdca a žil navždy vo mne.
And you know what happened, young people?
Viete, čo sa stalo, mladí ľudia?
He came into my life.
Boh vkročil do môjho života.
And he still lives there today after 43 years.
A po tých 43 rokoch, odkedy sa to stalo, aj teraz dnes večer žije vo mne.
And you know what's great about that?
A viete, čo je krásne na tom všetkom?
He said he'd never leave me nor ever forsake me.
Ten sľub, že on ma nikdy neopustí, nikdy ma nezradí ani nezanechá.
He said, I came that you might have life everlasting.
Ježiš povedal, ja som prišiel, aby ste mali život hojný, večný.
And he said, you're my sheep and no man can pluck you out of my hand.
On učil, hovoril, vy ste moje ovce, ty si moja ovca, nikto ťa nemôže vytrhnúť z mojej ruky.
In that same experience, God put his hand on my life and said, I want you to be a preacher of the gospel.
Bolo to uprostred tejto skúsenosti, keď som bol na kolenách, že som cítil, že Boh ma povoláva k tomu, aby som kázal evanjelium a tak naplnil zvyšok svojho života.
I argued with God. I said, God, I can't do that. I can't stand in front of people and speak.
A ja som začal s Bohom vyjednávať. Ako si to ty, Bože, predstavuješ, že ja sa mám postaviť pred ľudí taký zohavený, aký som, a ja im mám niečo povedať.
People are offended by just my appearance.
Veď som bol odpudivý. Ľudia obracali svoju tvár na bok, keď ma videli.
He said, but Alan, if I can forgive you and save you and change your life, I can use you to be my spokesman.
Ale som cítil, ako mi Boh hovorí, že pozri sa, ak ja dokážem tvoje srdce očistiť, tvoj život napraviť, dať ti nový zmysel života, z teba urobiť nového tvora, tak mi dôveruj, choď vo viere.
And so
ja z teba urobím nového človeka.
As I started to get up off of my knees and go back to my seat.
Ako som tak sa postavil na svoje nohy a šiel si sadnúť naspäť.
I heard someone quietly weeping behind me.
Som započul, že kto si plače po mojom boku.
And that young lady who had been coming to see me every day at the hospital.
A tá milá dievčina, ktorá chodila za mnou každý deň do nemocnice.
Who had prayed so many prayers for me.
Ktorá sa modlila k Bohu tak nespočetne veľakrát za moju záchranu.
She'd given up her whole social life for me.
Ona sa úplne vzdala celého svojho spoločenského života, aby tam so mnou každý deň v nemocnici bola.
She knew what God was doing in my heart.
Ona vedela práve v tých chvíľach, čo Boh robí v mojom srdci.
But God was doing something in her heart.
Ale Boh niečo robil zvláštne aj v jej srdci.
While he was saving me and calling me to preach.
Zatiaľ čo Boh mňa zachraňoval vtedy, keď som bol na svojich kolenách a povolával ma kázať evanjelium.
He was calling her to be the wife of a preacher.
Tak jej Boh ukázal, že ju povoláva k tomu, aby sa stala manželkou Božieho služobníka, kazateľa Božieho slova.
Can you guess whose wife she is tonight?
Viete uhádnuť, koho manželkou sa ona asi stala?
We've been married 42 years.
Už sme spolu 42 rokov.
4 children and 5 grandchildren.
4 deti máme, vnúčatá tiež.
And she's still the best friend I have.
A ona je mojím najlepším, najvernejším priateľom.
She's my most faithful supporter.
Je to moja najvernejšia podporovateľka a pomoc v mojom živote.
She's probably praying right now for this group.
A v tejto chvíli sa pravdepodobne modlí za túto skupinu ľudí, za vás.
Faithfully serving God.
Verne slúži Bohu.
To make a long story short.
Aby som priviedol k záveru tento veľmi dlhý príbeh.
I went home that night and I knew I was going to have to do something.
stalo sa niečo zvláštne, keď som sa vrátil toho večera domov ako kresťan.
I remember I always carried a package of cigarettes over my sun visor, and when we went out of the church, I reached up to pick one up and put it in my mouth.
Viem, že som vždycky mal pripravené cigarety, som si nosil cigarety na určitom mieste v aute, to bol môj rituál, aby som si zapálil.
And before the cigarette ever touched my mouth, God said, you don't need that. That's a mark of the world, and the world's left enough marks.
A keď som vyšiel z toho zhromaždenia, sadol si do auta a videl tie cigarety, som počul Boží hlas. Pozor, toto je znak telesnosti a sveta. Ty nemusíš už viacej fajčiť.
So I threw the pack out of the window. I regret I was still on the church parking lot.
Vyhodil som tie cigarety von oknom, tam na parkovisko toho zboru. Je mi ľúto, že to tak dopadlo, že som vyhodil a pošpinil.
But I knew that I was going to have to go home and tell my father.
Ale vedel som, že keď prídem domov, že budem musieť povedať môjmu otcovi, čo sa stalo v mojom živote.
And I knew that would not be easy.
A vedel som, že to ľahké nebude.
And so we got home, she was driving my car, I could not drive.
Tak Judy šoferovala moje auto a priviedla ma domov. Ja som nevedel, nemohol šoferovať.
We had prayer before I went into the home.
Skôr než sme vyšli z auta, sme sa pomodlili.
And then I walked in and my dad was sitting there drinking on the one of his favorite chairs.
Vkročil som do domu a uvidel otca, ako tam sedí na sofe, na gauči a popíja svoj obľúbený alkoholický nápoj.
I sat down beside him.
Sadol som si vedľa neho.
And I said, Daddy, will you forgive me?
A som mu povedal, otecko, odpustíš mi, prosím ťa.
For all the hatred that I've had in my heart toward you.
Za tú nenávisť, ktorú som v sebe živil dlhé roky z môjho života.
For never ever loving you one minute in my whole life.
Za to, že som ťa nemiloval ani len jednu minútu v mojom živote.
Would you please forgive me?
Odpustíš mi, prosím ťa.
And he didn't know what to say.
On nevedel, čo mal odpovedať. Zanemel.
I said, Daddy, tonight I've given my life to Jesus Christ.
Ale ja som pokračoval a povedal som mu, otecko, ja som dnes večer dal svoj život Ježišovi Kristovi.
And he's changed my whole life.
A on zmenil, premenil celý môj život odteraz.
And he's changed the hate that I've had in my heart toward you for love.
A on úplne odstránil tú nenávisť a nahradil ju láskou aj voči tebe.
And like God has loved me, God loves you.
A tak ako Boh miluje mňa, miluje aj teba.
And I could see he was starting to get angry.
A začal som vnímať, že ho to veľmi rozčuluje.
But I said, Daddy, I've got something else I want to tell you.
A som mu povedal, otec, ja ti musím ešte niečo povedať.
Tonight, not only have I become a Christian, I'm going to be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Dnes večer nie len, že som prijal Ježiša Krista, ale som sa stal aj kazateľom Božieho slova. K tomu ma Boh povolal.
And he became so angry.
A on zahorel hnevom, rozčulil sa prudko.
That he told me to go to my room and pack my clothes and get out of his house and never set foot in his house again.
Že mi povedal, tak teraz pekne chod do svojej izby, pobal sa, opusti tento dom a nikdy v živote nechcem ťa uvidieť.
That broke my heart.
To zlomilo moje srdce.
Broke my mother's heart.
Zlomilo srdce mojej matky.
But you know what? That was a test, young people.
Ale viete čo, mladí ľudia, to bol len test, skúška viery.
Because see, when things are the worst, that's when God can do his best work.
Lebo vtedy, keď sa veci vyjavia v tom najhoršom položení, práve vtedy Boh môže urobiť to maximum.
Our God will supply all our need according to his riches and glory.
A Boh naplní každú vašu potrebu podľa bohatstva svojho v ponebeských oblastiach.
His grace is always sufficient.
A jeho milosť je vždycky dostatočná pre náš praktický život.
He met every need that I ever had.
On naplnil každú moju potrebu, akú som kedy mal.
And then one night,
potom jedného dňa,
I was preaching in a small church in Texas.
Som kázal Božie slovo v jednom malom zbore v Texase.
And all of a sudden my dad shows up.
A zrazu vzadu sa ukáže môj otec.
And like I, he sat on the back row.
A presne tak ako ja pred mnohými rokmi alebo niekoľkými rokmi som si sadol do zadnej lavice v zhromaždení.
He felt uncomfortable and didn't really want to be there.
On tiež si sadol, vyzeral veľmi nepokojný.
But he was there nonetheless.
Ale zotrval a zostal tam.
There was family and friends that knew him. They knew what he was like. They knew what he had done.
Všetci známi a príbuzní, všetci ho poznali a vedeli, ako žije a žil.
And so that even made it more awkward for him.
A to ešte bolo také veľmi také opuklé. Každý sa na neho pozeral a on sa cítil veľmi nepohodlne.
And I just simply preached the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Ja som jednoducho pokračoval v kázaní Evanjelia Pána Ježiša Krista.
I talked about how he can change people's lives.
Som hovoril ľuďom, ako Boh môže zmeniť ľudský život.
How he can give hope where there is no hope.
Ako môže dať nádej tam, kde nádej nie je.
How he can give life where there's only death.
Ako môže dať život tam, kde je smrť.
Where he can give forgiveness where there is no forgiveness.
Že môže dať odpustenie tam, kde sa neodpúšťa.
And as I opened up the invitation and asked people to come forward to receive Christ.
A ja som uzavral to kázanie Božieho slova tak, že som vyzval ľudí, tých, ktorí chcú prijať Pána Ježiša Krista, aby prišli dopredu.
From the very back row I saw my father stand up.
A zrazu som uvidel, ako tento môj bezbožný otec vzadu sa postavil.
And slowly he made his way down the aisle.
A pomaly prichádzal dopredu.
And I stepped down and I went out and I reached out and greeted him with my hand.
A ja som prišiel za ním, som natiahol svoju ruku k nemu.
And I never will forget what he asked me.
A nikdy nezabudnem na tú otázku, na to, čo mi povedal.
He said, Alan, is it really real?
Hovorí mi, Alan, je to ozaj pravda?
Can God really change lives?
Dokáže Boh ešte stále meniť ľudské životy?
Could he ever love somebody like me?
Je to pravda, že Boh miluje takého človeka ako ja?
And I said, Daddy, not only can he change lives.
Ja som mu povedal, otecko, Boh nielen môže zmeniť ľudský život.
And not only does he love you.
A nielen, že on teba miluje.
But if he could save me and forgive me, he can do the same for you.
Ale som presvedčený, že ak mňa mohol nájsť, zachrániť, spasiť a premeniť, to isté urobí pre teba.
And my daddy had never asked help from anybody.
A môj otec bol taký pyšný, že nikdy nežiadal pomoc od nikoho.
But as he humbled himself, he said, Alan, will you help me?
Ale tento raz po tých dlhých rokoch sebeckosti mi hovorí, Alan, pomôžeš mi?
Will you help me find God?
Pomôžeš mi nájsť Boha?
And we got down on our knees in front of all those people.
A tak sme šli na kolená pred všetkými tými ľuďmi.
And my daddy began to pray like a child. I'd never heard him pray.
A môj otec sa začal modliť ako dieťa. Nikdy som ho nepočul modliť sa.
And he stumbled and stammered through his prayer. And he said, God, please forgive me.
Vo svojej modlitbe hovoril tak ako mohol, Bože, odpusti mi, prosím.
And when he got through, he got up off of his knees and he looked at me and there was a shine on his face.
Keď skončil svoju modlitbu a pozrel sa do mojich očí a postavil sa na svoje nohy, bolo vidieť, že jeho tvár svieti.
My mother had made her way down and she was standing there with her alcoholic husband.
Jeho manželka prišla dopredu a tam stála vedľa tohoto alkoholika.
And my mother had basically two prayers that she had been praying for years.
Moja mamička vo svojom živote mala dve veľké modlitby.
Number one, that God would save her husband.
Boli to dve veľké prosby. Prvá bola za záchranu, spasenie jej manžela.
And number two, that God would call one of her four sons to be a preacher of the gospel.
A jedna jej veľká prosba bola, aby jeden z jej synov sa mohol stať evangelistom.
And that night she saw both of those prayers come to answer.
Toho večera uvidela, že jej modlitby sú vypočuté.
That week I baptized my father.
Ešte toho týždňa som ten istý týždeň pokrstil svojho otca.
And not long after that my mother went to be with the Lord.
Neprešiel dlhý čas a moja mamička potom odišla do večnosti.
I could tell you a lot of things tonight, young people.
Mohol by som vám, mladí ľudia, hovoriť veľmi veľa o živote.
God's let me preach basically all over the world.
Boh mi dovolil kázať v rôznych kútoch sveta.
But the thing that I enjoy doing is speaking to young people like you.
Vec, ktorá mi robí najväčšie potešenie, je keď môžem o Pánu Ježišovi Kristovi vám alebo mladým ľuďom.
Because you have your whole life in front of you.
Lebo vy máte ešte pred sebou celý život.
And what a shame it would be to just waste one second of that life.
A bola by to hanba, keby ste premrhali čo i len jednu sekundu vášho života.
There are some of you tonight that your hearts are empty.
A niektorí z vás, ktorí tu sedíte, máte srdcia prázdne.
God seems like he's a million miles away.
A Boh sa ti zdá, ako keby bol celé milióny kilometrov vzdialený od teba.
In your heart you're lonely and empty.
A vo svojom srdci cítiš, že si sám opustený, prázdny.
And you don't really understand how much God loves you.
A možno ani nechápeš, ako ťa Boh ozaj miluje.
And what a wonderful plan he has for every one of your life.
A že má svoj krásny plán pre každý jeden z vás, každého z vás.
And I believe there are some of you sitting in this room tonight.
Ja verím, že ste niektorí takí, ktorí máte prázdne srdce a sedíte na tomto mieste.
You're just as lost as I was when I was 19.
Prežívate to isté, čo ja, že som bol stratený 19 rokov, tú istú skúsenosť máš ty.
And you'll never find what you're really looking for.
A nikdy nenájdeš vo svojom živote, čo hľadáš.
Until you give up the rights to your life.
Pokiaľ sa nevzdáš svojich práv na seba samého, na svoj život.
And you turn your heart and life completely over to Jesus Christ.
A dokedy neponúkneš svoj život Ježišovi Kristovi, aby ho naplnil.
The Bible says for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord.
Božie slovo hovorí, že kto bude vzývať, volať na Pána Ježiša Krista,
shall be saved.
Ten bude spasený, zachránený.
And I feel like there are some of you that need that very thing tonight.
A ja verím, že to je práve to, čo po niektorí z vás potrebujete aj dnes večer.
And I'm going to ask you to just bow your head with me, please.
A tak všetkých vás chcem poprosiť, aby ste sklonili svoje hlavy na modlitbu, svoje zraky. Stíšime sa.
Just bow your heads.
Budeme sa modliť chvíľu.
And if the Lord Jesus has spoken to your heart,
pokiaľ je to tak, že Pán Ježiš Kristus ťa oslovuje tvoje srdce,
I would like to have the privilege to pray for you.
Tak určite by mi bolo veľkou radosťou, keby som sa mohol modliť za teba.
Like so many prayed for me.
Tak ako sa mnohí modlili za mňa, keď som ani nevedel, že ma majú radi.
I'm not going to ask you to make any kind of public decision, and I can't even hardly see to the back anyway.
Nebudem vás žiadať o to, aby ste urobili tu na nejaké verejné vyznanie, lebo nakoniec ani dozadu nevidím, je tam tma.
But if you're here tonight and you'd say, Brother Alan, my heart's not right with God.
Ale ak tak sedíš tu na a premýšľaš, tak modlitebne sám nad svojim životom a hovoríš, brat Alan, viem, že nemám vzťah otvorený a upravený s Bohom.
Christ is not the most important thing in my life.
Viem, že Kristus nie je, nebol doteraz tou najdôležitejšou osobou v mojom živote.
I've got things in my life that are unacceptable to God.
Sú veci v mojom živote, ktoré sú nepriateľné pre Boha.
And so just with your heads bowed, I just assume no one be looking around.
A tak, ako tak máte svoje zraky sklonené, svoje hlavy.
But if you're here tonight,
tak ak sa tu nachádzaš na tomto mieste,
and God has spoken to your heart,
ak ozaj Boh hovorí k tvojmu srdcu,
and you'll know it if he has,
a ty vieš určite, či sa prihováral alebo nie,
and you'd say, Alan, would you just pray for me that tonight or real soon I can come to know the Lord?
Možno by si mi chcel povedať, že brat Alan, chcem aj ja spoznať Pána Ježiša Krista veľmi skoro.
Or if I know him, I need to get to know him better.
Alebo chcem ho spoznať lepšie.
And if I've got things in my life that shouldn't be there, I need to get them out tonight.
Áno, mám v mojom živote, v mojom srdci veci, ktoré nepatria do neho a potrebujem ich odstrániť.
So if you fit any of those categories,
ak niečo z toho, čo som hovoril, platí pre teba,
and you'd just like for somebody to love you and pray for you tonight,
ak túžiš potom, aby niekto v láske sa za teba modlil, snáď ešte teraz večer,
would you just very reverently,
tak urobil by si to, prosím ťa, v takej úcte,
and prayerfully,
aby si na modlitbe.
Would you just lift that hand and say, Brother Alan, I'd like for you to pray for me, please.
Aby si snáď zdvihol svoju ruku aj teraz, keď nikto určite nepozerá.
Would you lift that hand just right up and say, I'd like for you to pray for me tonight.
Ak mohol by si zdvihnúť svoju ruku, ak máš takúto potrebu, ak prežívaš toto volanie Božie.
Anyone in the room, don't be afraid.
Nemusíš sa naozaj hanbiť ani báť.
Nobody's gonna embarrass you. Yes, I see those hands in the back.
Vidím vaše ruky vzadu.
Anyone else? Just write up and write down. No big deal. Just say, I just like for you to pray for me tonight.
Ja jednoducho by som chcel sa za teba modliť, za vás modliť. A
don't be ashamed.
Nemusíš sa nikdy nikoho hanbiť v takéto krásnej veci.
Anyone? Yes, way back there in the back. I see you. Thank you.
Vidím vzadu tiež.
Here in the front. Anyone else?
Ešte niekto, za koho by ste chceli, aby som sa modlil konkrétne?
Just pray for. Yes, over here. Thank you, sir.
Aj tu vidím ruku.
Just we're going to wait just a minute because I know how hard this is.
Ja viem, že to môže byť veľmi ťažké.
You're among your friends.
Si medzi priateľmi, medzi ľuďmi.
Satan doesn't want you to get serious with God.
Satan nikdy nechce, aby si zobral Boha a svoj vzťah s ním vážne.
But see, the Bible tells us we're to pray one for another.
Ale Biblia nám prikazuje, že sa máme modliť jeden za druhého.
So is anyone else just over there on the left? I see that hand.
Tiež vidím tú ruku naľavo.
Anyone else? Just right up and say, Brother Alan, I'd just like for you to pray for me. Anyone else? Right up and right down.
Je ešte niekto, ktorý by chcel, aby som sa pomodlil za vás?
Okay, let's pray.
Tak sa stíšime na modlitbe teraz.
Father, I thank you for these young people.
Oče, ja ti ďakujem za týchto mladých ľudí.
I thank you for their attentiveness.
Ďakujem ti za ich pozornosť a sústredenosť.
I thank you for their spirit.
Ďakujem ti za ich postoj.
I thank you for the hospitality that they've shown me tonight.
Za tú pohostinnosť ďakujem, ktorá je tu krásna na tomto mieste.
And Lord, I feel that many of them are like the way I was.
Áno, cítim, že sú tu ľudia, ktorí naozaj prežívajú svoj život tak, ako som ho ja prežíval, keď som ťa ešte nepoznal.
Lost and lonely.
Keď som bol stratený a osamotený bez teba.
Not knowing where God is in their life.
Keď som nevedel, aké miesto má mať Boh v mojom živote.
But Lord, I pray for especially those that lifted that hand.
Pane, ja teraz prosím konkrétne za tých, ktorí zdvihli svoje ruky.
And just said, please pray for me.
A ktorí snáď v duchu povedali alebo hovorili, aby som sa za nich modlil.
And for all of those who wanted to but just couldn't find the strength to lift
Pane,
that hand.
Prosím aj za tých, ktorí sa chcú obrátiť a nenašli tú silu, aby nejak rukou naznačili, aby som sa za nich modlil.
I pray that you would just deal with their hearts tonight, Father.
Tak prosím ťa, že by si ty sám pôsobil v ich srdciach, na ich srdcia.
Show them how much you love them.
Ukáž im, ako ich miluješ.
Show them that you have a plan for their life.
Ukáž im, že máš plán pre ich život.
And Lord, I pray for these who've never given their hearts to Christ.
A Pane, ja ťa prosím aj za tých, ktorí tebe ešte svoje srdcia nedali.
Before they leave this camp this week, Father.
Aby skôr než snáď z tejto konferencie odídu domov.
May they seek out one of the counselors or one of the leaders.
Aby snáď našli odvahu, aby šli za niektorými vedúcimi a poradili sa s nimi.
And just say, tell me more about Jesus.
Aby naozaj našli odvahu a poprosili, aby im porozprávali viacej o Pánu Ježišovi.
I need Jesus.
Pane, daj, aby vyznali, že potrebujeme Ježiša, každý z nás.
My life is a mess.
Môj život je v neporiadku, v chaose.
And I want Jesus to make me a new person.
A potrebujem, aby Boh zo mňa urobil nové stvorenie, nového človeka.
And Father, just like your spirit drew me to Christ.
No už, Pane Ježišu, tak ako si ty mňa priťahoval svojim svätým duchom k sebe,
I ask you to draw them to Christ.
Tak ja ťa prosím, aby ten istý svätý duch priťahoval ľudí k tebe, k Pane Ježišu.
And so may they not soon forget this.
A aby nezabudli na toto.
May they not just laugh it off.
Aby sa im nestala táto vec len nejakou bezvýznamnou, ľahostajnou záležitosťou.
But may they not find peace until they find Jesus.
Prosím ťa, Pane, aby naozaj nenašli žiadny pokoj, dokedy ten pokoj nenájdu v Tebe.
So lead them to the right person.
Tak ťa prosím, aby si ich priviedol k tej správnej osobe.
And let that person share the gospel with them again.
A aby tá osoba, snáď vedúci, im jasne vysvetlili plán spasenia a záchrany.
That they too might call on the name of the Lord that they can be saved.
Aby aj oni mohli volať na meno Pána Ježiša Krista a prijať záchranu.
Make these that are weak strong tonight, Father.
A prosím ťa, aby tí, ktorí sú slabí, boli silní v tvojej sile.
These that are struggling with sin in their life, set them free from it.
Prosím
tonight,
ťa za tých, ktorí zápasia s rôznymi formami hriechu, aby si ich oslobodil dnes večer.
May our hearts be full of the joy of the Lord.
Pane, daj, aby naše srdcia prežívali hlbokú radosť tvojej lásky.
May we be strong and mighty in his spirit.
Daj, aby sme boli silní v sile tvojho ducha.
And may we not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
A aby sme sa ani jeden z nás nehambili za krásne evanjelium Ježiša Krista.
Blessings and peace upon everyone in this room tonight.
Pane, požehnaj každého, ktorý je v tejto miestnosti dnes večer.
In the name of Jesus I pray.
Prosím, v mene Pána Ježiša Krista, Otče.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, young people.
Ďakujem vám za vašu pozornosť dnes večer. Nech vás Boh žehná.